Good morning, church family. Thanks for a great Lord's Day together yesterday. What a feast on God's Word. Appreciate your prayers for me as we look at part two in 1 Peter next Sunday. We are in indeed very troubled times, a society that's increasingly impatient and angry and restless. God's Word has answers. Christ alone has hope. Scripture has a wisdom that won't be found in any of the world or its political analysts or commentators. Of any kind. So let's be praying for hearts to receive God's word and wisdom for us, even as pastors and elders, and how best to continue to teach and encourage and equip the flock and be the church, and that the Lord would grant us, restore us to gather again soon as the church. We're back in the Psalms, and one of you sent this encouraging note to me a couple days ago. Good morning, Pastor Tim. Thank you for guiding me in feasting on the Psalms. Years back, when working through a book about the Psalms, the author said, Luther tells us the Psalms are the Bible within the Bible in miniature. She says, I didn't get it quite at the time. Through your devotionals, I think I finally got it. Many thanks. Well, I think we spent our lives getting it and continuing to delve deeper and deeper into this anatomy of the soul, as Calvin called it, into this feast for our hearts and our minds. Someone said, only a Philistine could fail to love the Psalms. And I hope that's your view of the Psalter, the original hymn of the early church, Jesus' favorite songbook. I never tire of the Psalms, the most loved book of the Bible. Spurgeon said this about the Psalms. Whenever you look in David's Psalms, you will somewhere or other see yourself. You never get into a corner, but you find David in that corner. I think that I was never so low that I did not find David was lower, and I never climbed so high that I couldn't find that David or the psalmist was above me. And brothers and sisters, that's especially true here in Psalm 13. Turn there in your Bibles, if you will. When God seems far away. Psalm 13. Listen as one writer describes the mood of this psalm. Seems to fit very well the mood of our nation, much of our world at this time, and too often the mood in the church as well. Winter has gripped the land, so strong is its hold that the land has ceased to struggle. Listen to how this one writer describes the mood of the psalm. The variegated colors of autumn are forgotten, and the splendors of the recent summer are gone. All is lost of color and life, with winter now in complete control. An elderly woman is sitting in a rocking chair with her shawl wrapped tightly around her frail form. She sits and rocks and gazes out her frosty window pane onto her frozen fields. A sense of melancholy drapes itself over her already burdened shoulders. She senses somehow that her life is very much like the scene before her in winter's icy grip. For her, as for her fields, color, vitality, and energy have all been smothered out. She senses that what winter's cold compress has done outside, so time and life have done to her on the inside. Her problem is that she is all alone, and her loneliness is to her like winter's cold breath. She adjusts her shawl, and she rocks. The nights for her are the worst. Sometimes she awakens with a start and reaches over for that familiar form, but she finds the covers are strangely smooth. Morris, her husband, has been gone now for 9 years, and she is alone, and she is forgotten. So forgotten does she feel that deep down she sighs that perhaps even God has forgotten her. That really captures the mood and the setting of Psalm 13 here. It's one thing for man to forget. We do that all the time, don't we? Did you hear the story about the absent-minded professor? He drives a few hours away for a week of lecturing at another university, and then tired and exhausted after a full week of teaching, he catches the next flight out and then a cab to get home, only to be greeted by his wife as he walks in the door, and she says, "Honey, great to see you, but where's the car?" "Oops," he said, "I forgot that I drove." It scares me because I can totally picture myself doing something like that. I'm not even that old. Man forgets all the time, beloved. But God? What happens when you feel that God has forgotten you? Then it's not funny at all, is it? It's no laughing matter. It brings a sinking feeling of horror and despair. Maybe that's where you're at right now, friend. At such times, a great place to turn is the Psalms and the desperate, earnest Psalms of lament, like Psalm 13. Here, David takes us from the depths of despair to the heights of ecstasy, all in a mere six verses. It's a psalm that begins in winter's chill, but ends with summer's warmth. It opens with a low groan of sorrow and ends with a loud burst of praise. David goes here from sinking to swimming. But how, you ask? How does he do it? How can I do it? How does his soul ever surface from the dark depths and the shadowy bottoms? How does a child of God get out of the prison of worry and up to the mountaintop of worship? How does a Christian pilgrim get out of Doubting Castle back onto the King's Highway, if you know Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress? How do we cope when life is tough, your endurance is spent, and praise is a forgotten impulse? Let's read this psalm. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken. But I have trusted in your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Gracious Father, over these next few days, these brief little devotions, my meager efforts, won't you minister to my dear church family and their friends and others who may be joining us for these devotions? Use your living and active, holy and perfect word, the comfort of all comforts, the balm of all balms, the best of all medicines, and remedies for our souls. Lift our spirits, hear our cries, minister to our hearts through your word, we pray. By your Spirit, for Jesus' sake, we ask it. Amen. Starting tomorrow morning, we will look at the first of three stages in this journey from despair to delight, from sinking to swimming. And three stages in the journey. First, below sea level, and then at sea level, and then we'll see above sea level. From pleading to praying to praising. That's the roadmap for this psalm. We'll pick it up tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.